Hello, my name is Taylor, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Your answers are confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of this survey. So are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
No.
Oh, all right. Is there anybody else around you that may be registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
What would you like the survey about my Republican affiliation?
Well, really, it's just to get a demographic. That's really all the reason why we want to know. So,
Sorry, say again?
Well, we just want to know if you're registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland so we can get a demographic. And we can kind of, like, check. All right. Perfect.
Yeah,
so,
unfortunately, because there is nothing in the Republican Party that I agree with.
Oh, all right. So, with that being said, you are registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes, I am.
Oh, all right. How likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary elections for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Will you definitely vote, you will likely vote, you may or may not vote, or you will not vote?
I will vote.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a few names of some people, and if you could tell me if you have a very favorable opinion on them, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or if you don't recognize these people. So the first one is Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
All right.
He's
what about Larry? Mm-hmm. All right. What about Larry Hogan?
Maybe unfavorable.
All right. So somewhat unfavorable then?
Yes.
All right. What about Chris Chafee?
Who?
Chris Chafee.
No.
No, as in you don't recognize him or you have a negative opinion on him?
I would not vote for him.
All right. So would you say you have like a very unfavorable opinion towards him then maybe or somewhat unfavorable?
Yes, very unfavorable. Just like Donald Trump.
All right. What about Robin Thicker?
Very unfavorable.
All right. So if the May 2024 Republican elections for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote for? Robin Thicker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Larry Hogan out of those three.
All right. Do you support or oppose the U.S. aid to Ukraine?
I agree. Yeah.
All right. So would that be like you strongly support or you somewhat support?
I strongly support that.
All right. Do you support or oppose the U.S. aid to Israel?
I oppose.
Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
All right. Now, when you're deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? And the categories are very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important. And the first one is securing and protecting our southern border.
Somewhat important.
Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
I'm sorry, say again.
Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump?
Strongly opposed.
All right, so would that be, like, not important at all?
Yes.
All right. Energy independence for this country?
Support that.
So would that be, like, very important then?
Yes.
All right. Job creation and economic development?
I support that.
Okay, so very important or somewhat important?
Somewhat important.
All right, and what about economic issues like inflation, family budget, and debt?
Somewhat important.
All right, so now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Thicker. And if you could please tell me if by each statement this makes you much more likely to want to support him, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or if it makes no effect. And the first one is, Robin Ficker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border.
I strongly oppose him.
All right. So would that make you much less likely to want to support him?
Absolutely.
All right. What about Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda.
Strongly oppose him and Trump.
All right. So would that be like this makes you much less likely to want to support him?
Yes.
All right. And what about Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values?
Strongly opposed.
Okay. So that'd be much less likely to want to support him?
Yes.
All right. So now I'm going to read you again some statements, but now these from there about Larry Hogan. And if you could please tell me if this makes you much more likely to want to support him, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely. So Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up for both parties.
Somewhat support him.
All right. So would that be like somewhat more likely?
Yes.
All right. As governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open.
I'm sorry, say again.
As governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open.
I agree with Hogan.
All right, so that makes you much more likely to support him?
Yes.
All right. Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump.
I agree.
Okay, so would that mean you're going to support him much more likely or somewhat more likely?
I support him very much likely to put down Trump.
All right, so now I'd like to ask you just one last time. If the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, would you vote for Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Larry Hogan.
All right. Generally speaking, do you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or a conservative Republican?
Moderate.
And now the last two questions I have are just for statistical purposes only. So into which following age group do you fall? Would you say 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or 60 or older?
60 and older.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And I'll be with the rest of your day.
Thank you.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.